Ever woken up with the queasy sense of paranoia that you said the wrong thing to the wrong person at work drinks the night before? Ever felt that it seemed unsociable not to get drunk at a friend's birthday? Ever had a hangover that only a Bloody Mary with brunch could cure? Ever been annoyed with yourself for polishing off the entire bottle of wine when you only intended to have one glass with dinner? If that sounds familiar, and it did to me, you probably already know that you ought to cut back on your alcohol consumption. But at the same time, you probably don't really want to. Drinking is fun, celebratory, and enhances confidence on your good days as much as it relieves stress on your bad days. We are societally programmed to drink thanks to the ubiquity of alcohol in music, film, and television, not to mention on our Facebook and Instagram feeds. Our family gatherings wouldn't feel right without wine, and our urban families are built on booze. Whether bonding with colleagues, a new partner, or mum friends, it almost always involves alcohol. You might believe, like I did, that non-drinkers are smug and boring. Even words that mean not drinking, such as sober and dry, have alternative meanings of humourless and boring. And soft drinks sound considerably less fun than hard, am I right? As a tobacco lobbyist announces in the satirical film Thank You for Smoking, cigarettes are cool, available, and addictive. The job is almost done for us. You could say the same about alcohol, except, unlike smoking, drinking is not only socially acceptable, but socially expected. Of course, there is a dark side to this. As a causal factor in more than 60 medical conditions, including not only the obvious ones such as liver disease, but also everything from depression to cancer, alcohol now costs the National Health Service £3.5 billion per year. That's £120 for every single taxpayer. Perhaps surprisingly, it's the higher taxpayers that cause the most problems. Alcohol consumption increases alongside wealth, with almost one in five people earning over £40,000 a year drinking alcohol at least 5 days a week and being more likely to binge on their heaviest drinking day. Oh, and binge drinking means consuming anything over 3 pints of beer or 2 large glasses of wine in one sitting. Yep, really. If the medical stats don't hit a nerve, allow me to appeal to your vanity. A large glass of wine contains as many calories as a chocolate bar, and the added sugar in alcoholic drinks is breaking down the collagen in our skin, causing wrinkles and sagging. Aside from the effects on our bodies and skin, I think you already know that you'd be a better colleague, partner, friend, or parent without that hangover. Undeterred, British people drank 40 million litres of Prosecco in 2016. With alcohol, sugar, and carbonation constituting the hat trick of dentistry's worst nightmares, it's enough to make all your teeth fall out in protest. But I'm not just here to throw terrifying stats at you, I'm here to help. There are a million books out there about cutting alcohol out of your life completely, but this isn't one of them. Most people don't want to do that. I certainly don't. Who wants to attend a wedding, birthday party, or, God forbid, a date when stone cold sober? I love the fizz of the bubbles in champagne when toasting a friend's celebration, or the kick of an ice cold gin and tonic on a hot day. In today's all-or-nothing culture, where everyone is either a Prosecco-gulping devil-may-care hedonist or a joyless, clean-eating teetotaler, people seem to have forgotten that there is a middle ground. And that's what this book is all about. The advice here is not intended for people with a serious drinking problem or a physical dependency on alcohol. By that, I mean people who crave alcohol at any time of day and have become secretive or dishonest about their drinking. For those with a severe alcohol addiction, many experts believe complete abstinence may be the only answer. Rather, this book is intended for the vast majority of us who are not alcoholics, but are aware that we drink more than is healthy, and want to break out of that cycle to find a middle ground. Our dependence on alcohol is less an addiction, more a habit. So while we don't want to give up drinking altogether, we do want to wake up clear-headed because we were able to resist that third glass of wine the night before. Moderation might sound deceptively simple, but it's really far more complicated than abstinence. You might decide not to drink too much at that work event or friend's party, but after 1 or 2 drinks, your willpower and decision-making skills tend to go out of the window. Making a lasting change is particularly challenging, since moderation requires constant awareness of your behaviour and decisions. One of the most common reasons for drinking too much is doing so without really thinking about it. Accepting a glass of wine because everyone else is having one, or pouring yourself a drink at home every night purely out of habit. Mindlessly doing something because you've always done it is a tough habit to break, but it can be done. It's going to involve clearing your head and paying conscious attention to your thoughts and behaviour.